Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
And
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Exciting news today coming from the league office, where the NFL has given us a sneak preview of the 2026 opening week schedule. We start in Seattle, where it's been announced that the Seahawks will be featured in a rare Wednesday night matchup to kick off the regular season. Their opponent will be determined later this spring, and the game will air on September 9th at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC and Peacock. And just a day later, on Thursday, September 10th, get set for an NFC West showdown between the 49ers and Rams as they face off in the first ever regular season game in Melbourne, Australia at approximately 8:35 p.m. Eastern. And in free agency news, Zach Wilson will be relocating from South Beach to the Big Easy after he agreed to a one-year deal with the Saints. And veteran wideout Elijah Moore will now call Philadelphia home after he agreed to a one-year deal to join the Eagles. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles warns residents of recent email scams. Templeton CSD announces 2026 Summer Concert Series lineup. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles is warning residents and businesses of a series of fraudulent emails. The city says these emails impersonate city planning and community development staff, often sent from addresses such as planning.prcity.usa.com. The messages refer to real property addresses and or project types, pulled from public information and include a fake invoice for various fees. The emails often ask the recipient to return a signed invoice and payment via email, falsely claiming that a payment is required to proceed with an application and public hearing process. The city says that official city emails end in at prcity.com, not at usa.com. If you receive an email, call any one of the city's planning or building departments to verify its authenticity. Additionally, the city says they will never ask you to transfer money under any circumstances. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for its next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place Friday, March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This month's topic will be on district finances, upcoming projects, and other important business-related topics impacting the district. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Templeton CSD releases summer concert lineup. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Templeton CSD is excited to unveil the lineup for its 2026 Concerts in the Park series. 10 weeks of free live music will be featured at the Templeton Park with a mix of rock, country, blues, pop, classics, funk, and more. Concerts start June 10th and will go through August 19th, with no concert taking place July 22nd. Gather your family and friends, bring low-back lawn chairs, blankets, and enjoy the evening of music every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Templeton Park. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. Contact the Templeton CSD for more information. The full concert lineup is available now on the CSD's website. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13th, 2025, and his friends have launched the Project 625 fundraiser to assist him.
The goal of the event is essentially just kind of organize a fundraiser around a really hard effort to try and raise some money to get him an adaptive mountain bike, because he grew up riding mountain bikes, and we're just trying to get him back to some normalcy as quick as possible. And we feel we're blessed and able to go run and use our legs and try and raise some money in the process to get him back to being outside and on the mountains and on some trails and back to, like I said, some normalcy.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the main organizers of the fundraiser. The main event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after.
The run starts at midnight on April 4th, with the barbecue taking place later in the day. They've recruited 5 runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their goal will still go to Killian and his wife to help adapt to their new life and their ongoing medical expenses. The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. San Luis Obispo Police Department has identified the motorcyclist that died in a vehicle crash Tuesday morning. 25-year-old Jeremiah Gerlach of San Luis Obispo sustained major injuries after colliding into a silver sedan on Broad Street. He later died from his injuries at a local hospital. The driver of the sedan was reported to have cooperated with officers in the ongoing investigation of the crash. Supervisor Don Ortiz Legg released a statement earlier this week regarding the allegations against Cesar Chavez. Ortiz Legg is also president of the Latino Caucus of California Counties. In her statement, Ortiz Legg of the caucus stands with the women who have come forward. We acknowledge that the delayed reporting of abuse is common and that a culture of silence too often prevents survivors from coming forward and having their experiences recognized. Her statement continues, these harmful behaviors have caused lasting trauma for far too many, far too long, and points to resources for sexual assault survivors to come forward. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees shut out the Giants 7-0 in the opening game for the 2026 season. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Padres will go against the Tigers, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. In the NBA, yesterday, the Lakers beat the Pacers 137-130, the Warriors over the Nets 109-106, the Clippers beat the Raptors 119-94. Tonight, the Kings will face the Magic. In California news, the California Senate is set to rename Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day. In light of recent allegations against the labor icon, the state will likely rename the holiday before the official 2026 day on March 31st. The bill has passed the Assembly with bipartisan support and will then go before the Senate. California was the first state to designate Chavez's birthday as a holiday more than 30 years ago. On Wednesday, a jury in Los Angeles found Meta and YouTube liable for harm to children using their device, their services. This came from a lawsuit filed against Meta, Google, YouTube, TikTok, and Snap, where the plaintiff argued that the platform design features were designed to be addictive to young users. The lawsuit focused on the design choices of the platforms as to not let them fall under the protection of Section 230. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. You probably haven't grown any gene-edited crops yet, but they're coming. Pairwise CEO Tom Adams says the company's partnered with large seed companies like Bayer to use gene-editing techniques to do things like create shorter stature corn.
So we're using the tools now to create different versions of shortness. We've actually already created some really interesting things that we've handed off to them.
The technology allows them to essentially do the same thing as natural breeding, but in a more accelerated and precise way. The end result, though, is no different from the way plant breeders have developed varieties for over 100 years.
What's happening with gene editing, because you're doing something that's natural, the endpoint is natural, it's something that's already there. You're not putting something in the crop that wasn't there before. Most jurisdictions have basically said this is a product just like a breeding product, and therefore, while you still have post-market regulations like honey food, you don't need to have these special pre-market hoops to jump through that we do with GMOs, which I think is a big advantage. And you know, given the challenges we have with the food system, it's really important that we are fast and quick in getting these kind of improvements out.
These crops will be widely available once they've achieved global regulatory approval.
If you're looking for this country's best bulls, then head to Midland Bull Test in South Central Montana for the final sort bull sale April 2nd and 3rd. Bulls backed by measurement, not marketing. You'll find America's largest source of efficiency-tested bulls representing the top 5% from over 100 nationwide consigners. On Thursday, Saleer, Simmentals, Herefords, Limflex, Pinscour, and Red Angus sell, and on Friday, all Black Angus. Visit MidlandBullTest.com for performance data, sale catalogs, and to register to bid online.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so That's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Lameness is one of the main reasons a dairy cow will be culled from the herd due to the cost of treatment and impacts on milk production and reproduction. It affects 90% of dairy cows at least once during their lifetime, but methods used to detect lameness did not significantly improve for years. Some dairy farmers have begun to use vision technology, which allows them to detect and treat lameness earlier. The trademarked Smart Sight System, for example, is an artificial intelligence-driven lameness detection tool that monitors cow local motion and generates reports on lameness status before it may be visible. Early detection means fewer severe cases, milk production and fertility are preserved, and cow health and welfare are improved. Lameness has been a huge unknown, but that is changing with vision technology, said Joya McCarthy, technical product manager with Specialty Herd Solutions in Fresno. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Highway 46 eastbound from Union Road to Jardine Road is closed until about 1:30 p.m. today. This was following a traffic incident at 5:20 this morning, with no official information on the incident from the Paso PD or fire department at this time. Again, Highway 46 eastbound from Union Road to Jardine Road is closed until about 1:30 p.m. from a traffic incident earlier this morning. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, 30% chance of showers on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, mid 70s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday and Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow nudged higher in early trading, though stocks are under pressure today as crude oil prices remain elevated. The global price, Brent crude, is at $106 a barrel, WTI, U.S. oil at $93. Investment firm Jefferies Financial says it lost an additional $17 million from the collapse of auto parts supplier First Brands and London-based mortgage company Market Financial Solutions, though executives say in a joint statement the losses at First Brands are manageable and the stock's up 1%. A couple of financial services companies are merging, Corebridge Financial and Equitable Holdings. They will combine in an all-stock deal, valuing the business at $22 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella, invested in you.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, snakes in my case.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Don't forget, Red Scooter Deli. They serve and have been serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Across from the city park right there, and you can't miss it, and also next to the pet department. Now remember, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. Red Scooter Deli, that's redscooterdeli.com, or call 805-237-1780. And they're open daily, 6:30 to 4.
Support Australia Warbirds Museum on Wednesday, April 1st for pizza and movie night. Into Flight Once More is a 65-minute documentary of C-47s and DC-3s flying over New York City to Duxford, UK for the D-Day 75th anniversary. Our own local heroes were on Betsy's Biscuit Bomber. Aerial footage shows formation flying and jumpers over Normandy. Pizza by the slice and drinks are available for purchase. Please register online at ewarburgs.org so they know how many pizzas to order. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On March 28, 1873, Dr. York decided to have dinner in the Bender Inn located near Cherryvale, Kansas. Unfortunately for Dr. York, this was his last meal.
Mm-hmm.
Sander family, comprised of Ma and Paul, their daughter Kate, and their son John Jr., arrived in the Cherryvale, Kansas area in 1871. They opened the Bender Inn, serving meals to travelers. The inn was actually a one-room cabin with a heavy piece of burlap dividing it into dining and sleeping areas. In 1873, Dr. York, a traveling medical man, disappeared. To find him, Dr. York's brother started following his trail. It led to the Benders' place. The Benders indicated that he had been there on March 28th, but had left right afterward. Dr. York's brother discovered that his brother's trail ended at the Bender Inn. When the brother returned to the Bender Inn, he found it abandoned. A search of the area around the inn discovered the corpse of 8 men and a young girl buried in the backyard. It seems the Benders would feed a lonely traveler at a table with his back to the curtain. During the meal, he was hit on the head, his throat was then cut, and for temporary storage, he was then dropped into a pit below the floorboards. Kate Bender, the daughter, a hazel-eyed fortune teller in the bloom of her womanhood, would probably distract the traveler. Of course, she knew the traveler's fortune. It was bleak. Nothing was heard of the Benders until 17 years later, when 2 women believed to be Ma and Kate Bender were arrested in Michigan. They were returned to Kansas and brought to trial. Because of the lack of a positive identification, the 2 women were released, and the Benders were never heard from again. At least, they were never caught again. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
2 professionals reviewing every detail.
2 voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
1 mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Eds Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Paso Robles is warning residents and businesses of a series of fraudulent emails. The city says these emails impersonate city planning and community development staff, often sent from addresses such as planning.prcity.usa.com. The messages refer to real property addresses and or project types, and often ask for the recipient to return a signed invoice and payment. The city says their emails end in at prcity.com, not at usa.com, as some of these emails do. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13th. His friends have launched a fundraiser to assist him, which will include a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach on April 4th. The fundraiser can be found at GoFundMe.com by typing in Project 625. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm TJ Papa. The conflict of the round on the table during the first cabinet meeting from President Trump since the fighting began 27 days ago, which led to a spike in gas prices.
I think my whole trip is going to cost me, $100 more because of what's happening right now.
A man in Salt Lake City, the president on Truth Social bashing NATO, the Democrats, and calling Iranian negotiators very different and strange, while in Dubai.
It's been a pretty active day, a lot of incoming fire. The UAE says 15 ballistic missiles, 11 drones fired at this country today. Our cell phones have been going off with the shelter-in-place alerts.
It's Fox's Matt Finn in Dubai. The International Olympic Committee bans transgender women athletes from the Olympics.
We'll apply for the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028 and going forward.
That's Fox's Jared Max reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
March is heating up at Tatchy with a Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Thursday, mid-80s. And then some cloudiness tonight and overnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. And we'll do the same thing, clouds and sunshine mixed in and low to mid-80s on your Friday. Saturday, we'll have pretty much the same. And then Sunday, sunny, mid-80s. Clouds coming Monday, mid-70s, upper 60s Tuesday, with about a 50% chance of some showers. Cloudy Wednesday, upper 60s, and upper 60s partly cloudy a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:58 a.m., 7:20 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and those gorgeous doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. It is Vanessa Rosso. She is running for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch header for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL to join in.
The Morning Exchange.
Here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it.
The Morning Exchange.
Anytime I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from
KPRL?
Okay, let's see here on the text. People are taking Union Road East. People are turning left on Branch, Geneseo, or continuing straight towards Tobin James, where they can get 46 there, but it took me 25 minutes to get from Barney Schwartz to Geneseo. Then also on the same text, be careful out there, drivers. People are taking our back roads and not knowing where they are or where they're going. I just saw a big rig take a U-turn on Lanay and Geneseo right near Cass Winery. It took them over 5 minutes. All right, well, again, people getting behind schedule and so something like that. Let's see here. Pretty kind of work should begin in June, less traffic school. The second phase of the road repair will go from where they left off all the way to Niblick and include a roundabout at Creston and Rolling Hills. The Niblick repair work will not start until Creston is finished. So let's see here. Roundabout at Creston and Rolling Hills. Okay. That's another intersection where at times, because I go up Niblick. No, I'm sorry. I go, I'm trying to, okay, Niblick at, way to Niblick and a roundabout. Oh, at Creston and Rolling Hills. Okay. So I go up Creston every day, and at Rolling Hills, I turn to go to the gym. And again, the times I go, it's not bad, but I can only imagine during heavy traffic if people are trying to make a left-hand turn off Rolling Hills onto Creston, that's got to be a headache. So for that. All right. So some projects, again, we'll find out more. I'll have Ditas on Monday. 12:30 till 1 o'clock. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So in this segment yesterday, a gentleman called in about the asteroid, and you know, then we had another person asking where the information and so forth. But it seems to be that these are, in addition to meteors, not uncommon, and the chance of damage to Earth is somewhat limited. There has been some, I think, in Russia. I forget what year. But and then near the end of the show, is there an end to the universe? And I, my buddy Al said, the universe likely does not have a physical edge or end, but it is an expanding and will experience a definitive end in the form of a final state. Current consensus suggests it will undergo a big freeze, expanding until all stars burn out and becomes cold and dead, though some researchers suggest a reversal leading to a big crunch. Okay. The big crunch is the possibility that expansion reverses due to gravity, causing the universe to collapse back into a single point. I don't know what that means. Let me see. There is a big bounce, a cycle where a big crunch is followed by a new big bang, suggesting an eternal cycle of rebirth. Some data from the Dark Energy Survey in that was done last year suggests that dark energy could be weakening, potentially leading to a big crunch, as suggested from some writings and so forth and so on. All right, the big freeze, heart death, the most likely scenario where the universe expands forever, energy becomes evenly distributed, stars burn out, and it becomes a cold, dark, and empty space. All right. Chris, are you concerned about the universe ending?
No. If it happens, it'll be long, long after we're gone.
Okay, so that is a... Do we say that simply because we're here now?
Well, no, because I say that because in science class, I remember being told that, you know, the sun will one day expand into... I don't want to say a red giant because it's not going to be that big because our sun's kind of average size. But, you know, it'll swallow the Earth one day, but that's millions of years from now. Maybe even in the billions.
Well, that's one. And again, I'm not looking to argue with anybody on this. But my question is how do they know that?
By looking at other stars.
But they... Okay, so what is the... is there a formula? Is there a pattern that they figure out over time, and how far back can they go and how consistent can they be? See, I guess one of the things that I asked this yesterday is I just have this opinion that man has to have an answer for everything. Mankind has to have an answer for everything simply because our egos will not allow us to say we can't answer it or we can't figure out. So I guess maybe the better question is, are there just some things that we can't figure out and we'll never be able to figure out?
I think that's certainly possible if you're asking me, and that's not a rhetorical question. But, you know, I don't want to say it's been common knowledge, but I think scientists have known for quite a while now what the life cycle of a star is and what will eventually happen to ours.
All right. Well, hopefully we have Albert Einstein on the phone. Hi, good morning.
No, not Albert, but the sun is an average yellow star, and the reason it will eventually burn out is because it runs out of fuel. It's fusing hydrogen into helium, and then also deep in the center of the sun is it's fusing other elements. And in fact, I mean, I don't know if you ever heard this, but we are all made of stardust, meaning iron itself is the most stable element in the universe, Our blood is obviously, you know, hemoglobin. It's based on the iron oxidization capabilities of transporting that energy through our bodies. But anyways, the sun itself, they know that it will expand and eventually blow off its outer layer because they've observed this through you know, I mean, look up in the sky. How many stars are there? I mean, they've been, people have been watching the skies for all of human history, but since our telescopes and stuff, we have hundreds and hundreds of, you know, observations of things that happen. And it gives us some clue what's in store for our sun.
So are you saying that the sun is gradually running out of fuel?
Yes.
Okay, so then why are we concerned, or are some people concerned about global warming? Because if the sun is running out of fuel, that would be, we would be headed to an ice age.
Well, no, not really, because as Chris had mentioned, is when it starts doing this, it's going to expand. There's you have gravity, and then you have all the force of all the energy that's being created in the sun. So what'll happen is the outer layer of the sun will start to expand as it loses some of its potency, and eventually, yeah, I mean the theory. I mean, again, it's a theory, right? No one knows this, but from observations, they've made some reasonable, extrapolations, and the sun itself will expand and eventually, get to the Earth's orbit, and then it's supposed to like blow off and become like a small dwarf. I mean, there's, if you've ever looked at the pictures of the different types of stars, that might be fascinating for you. I mean, we have white dwarfs, we have blue giants, or you know, whatever they are. I mean, it's a whole spectrum of different colored stars.
Okay.
So, but global warming, I mean, that's human. I mean, like you said, we've had ice ages and stuff like this, and some of it people, theorize it has to do with changes in sunspots and the how much energy the sun is actually putting out, changes to the Earth due to volcanoes and other things, with our atmosphere. Obviously, you're talking about meteors, earlier, and, I mean, if we didn't have our atmosphere, it would look like the moon. It would just pockmarked full of craters, but most of them burn up, and you go back, maybe a few billion years, there were probably big ones that were landing on the Earth and changing our geography. But luckily, things have stabled down in here in our little universe, in our little corner of the galaxy.
All right, so I asked the question yesterday to one of the callers on this subject. Do you think there's another planet or universe out there where it's, I'm not going to say similar to us, but there's human life?
Human life. That's. Do I think? Do I think that there's other life in the universe? Absolutely. Does it resemble us? That would be. I don't really have any conjecture. How did we evolve the way we did? Is this like the inevitable result of life, or is it just the way things happened? I mean, obviously we had the dinosaurs ruling our planet for many years. There's been sci-fi episodes where, Star Trek Enterprise, they had a society that insectoids, reptilians, apes, and ocean living ones. So anyways, that intelligent life formed on, all different types of, starting points, if you will. But, I don't know. I mean, when you say humans, I'm imagining you mean like, bipedal human-like beings. Obviously, I think we're pretty unique in what we are, but uh-huh. And going back to one of your earlier questions, go ahead.
You fell right into my little fish trap here, sir.
Okay.
And again, I'm having fun with this. Is, he said, well, not like us. So we're assuming that there couldn't have been another type of human being that has surpassed us already. In other words, we're the ultimate. So it's not possible that there's another universe out there, a planet, whatever you want to call it, that have some kind of living creature that is more sophisticated than we are. You don't think that's possible?
No. I do think that's possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, would they be just like us? I mean, I guess that's where I'm getting into the nitpicky stuff, meaning, maybe because of gravity, they're twice our size, and maybe they've got three arms, I guess that's what I'm saying, is when you say human, is it human like, and then how like is like, the other thing I wanted to mention quickly was you had said, why do we have answers for why do humans want answers for everything, and some of it is like, if you go back and study anthropology and stuff, is mankind has always ascribed to things they don't understand as godlike. That's why they had sun gods and rain gods and whatever. And eventually it became one god. And so is there things in the universe that probably we as humans will never understand? And the chances are pretty good that that's going to be the case for our existence. Maybe not.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for your explanation.
You have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right. If you look far enough out, you'd see the back. The universe is warped. Okay, thanks for the brilliance. I appreciate that.
Quick update. The road closure on the 46 is no longer in effect.
So everything's open both ways.
Open both ways, yes. I know I said 1:30 p.m. till earlier, but that could have just been, they were giving a generous time estimate. You know how they do that sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're just being, precautionary, and because they got to figure out what they need to do, clean up, et cetera, so forth. All right, well, thanks for that update. So, folks, that's the information, and it'll probably take a day or two to get the information on what really happened out there, because that's just the way it operates today. All right, speaking of, I guess, mines and so forth, it was on this day in 1953, some of you will recall, that Dr. Jonas Salk announced he had discovered and successfully tested a polio vaccine on 19 adults and children. It was the first successful vaccine for the dreaded disease. Before the vaccine, there were about 15,000 cases of paralysis and 1,900 deaths annually from polio in the United States. I remember a kid years ago. His name was Johnny Green. I don't know why I remember this, but I remember he had a special bus and he had the crutches because he had polio. He would wait every morning. Anyway, Salk chose not to patent the vaccine in order to maximize its distribution. When asked who owned the patent, Salk replied, "Well, the people, I would say. There is no patent. Could you patent the sun? It is estimated the patent would have been worth billions had it been patented." But he decided not to do that. That was pretty good. Extremely admirable of him. I wouldn't expect to see that happen today. Whatever next great thing they come up with, I just wouldn't do that. Also on this day in 1872, the first practical fire extinguisher is patented by Thomas Martin, and it provided a way to quickly attach a pump to a body of water for the purpose of extinguishing fires, washing buildings, and sprinkling streets. So it was multi-purpose. Multi-purpose. How about that? Anything else happen on this day in history? Let's see here. What else? The Heaven's Gate mass suicide in 1997. 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult, including its leader. They were all found lying in matching dark clothes and Nike sneakers. They believed their suicide would allow them to leave their earthly bodies and join an alien spacecraft that was trailing behind. Oh, boy. I don't know where that was. I can't remember where that was, but... talking about asteroids and stuff.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A fundraiser and upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident on December 13th, and his friends have launched a fundraiser to assist him, which will include a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach on April 4th. You can go to Kickstarter.com and search Project 625 to find the fundraiser. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus for the next session of Coffee with the Superintendent this Friday, March 27th, 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Karen will have on Vanessa Rosso. She is a candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops of small business. Make sure you keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service. Number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.